I'll do it lightly that time. Good afternoon, everybody. Today, I'd like to welcome everybody to the regular meeting, bi-monthly meeting. June 1st, 2023 is now 12 o'clock. Mr. Leisure, will you open us in prayer, please?
Sure. Our Heavenly Father, we just ask you, Lord, to come and be in the midst of everything that is said and done and guide each individual person here at this board table, making the decisions for the township that have your mind's eye, and to watch over this township as you have entrusted it to us, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, be with our residents and protect them, Lord. Be with our firefighters, protect them, and the road crews and the police department, Heavenly Father. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please stand for the pledge. Jan, would you please lead us for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If I could have a little call, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Old business approval of the meeting minutes. Gentlemen, you've had an opportunity to review those. That it was the last set?
Yes.
I didn't have any problem.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept them.
Under roll call, ma'am, when ready.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Under new business, Patty Spencer, South podium is yours.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Hope you guys had a great weekend.
Okay.
The only thing I have, and it's really not city related, but it is, we've been working as Southwest Air Commission with Parks and Rec about upgrading Stone Ridge Park, Willow Creek Park, and McCoy Park. And this Saturday, with some volunteers from the city, so far we only have 5 people, but we are going to be mulching Stone Ridge Park playground. And they're also talking about maybe some flowers, I don't know. But I was just throwing this out to you, if anybody would like to come and help us. It'll be from 9 to 12. Materials will be supplied, and really that's it. It's posted on my Stone Ridge Facebook group because it is more for the community. But you guys are available to use the park if you ever want it. So it's just throwing that out, and that's all I have.
Any questions from the audience? I open the floor.
Where is this at?
Stone Ridge Park?
Yeah.
It's in Stone Ridge subdivision.
Okay.
And it's all the way in the back, the second bridge that goes over. Not the Gantz Road Bridge, but the other bridge that goes over into the complex. It's right there, right where the electrical units are, back there.
Anyone else? Any other questions? Hearing none, we'll move on. Please, excuse me.
Use Jim.
Did you?
Jim before Byers.
Yes. Road Department, Mr. Stevens.
How's everybody doing today?
Good, Jim. How are you?
Not bad. Appreciate you guys letting me go ahead and get in front of the other two department heads. I got some personal things I got to get taken care of. My father's not doing well, so. First of all, from the last meeting, just a little bit of an update on the El Paso project. It's completed. We were already scheduled to be there on Friday when the meeting took place last Tuesday. We were going to be there on Friday, which I explained to the resident on the 10th of the month. Got up there and we found that we had an issue with the piping which we'd ran the hydro and the water jet through it. We had flow. Everything was working fine there. But then we found that the piping was just 10 or 12 inch concrete pipe stacked. So we had a major root issue. We was able to get it. Brian had the guys up there, they took out all the piping. put in solid pipe, taped the joints so nothing could get into it, but we had a major root problem. And we have a tree that sits in our right-of-way that we're going to have to get removed, or else we're just going to continue to have a problem. We have a quote from Peterman to take this one down.
Jim, what address is it in front of?
3136 El Paso Drive.
It's in our right-of-way, right?
Yeah, it's our tree. It's in our right-of-way.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
But if we don't take that tree down, it's just going to continue to have an issue. I mean, it literally sits right on top of the piping, too, so.
So, Mr. Stevens, had we camera all the way down, everything else is all open.
Come down to the desk.
So, on here, I went by when it was open, and how much did we have down through here? Did we have to replace down here?
We had already replaced that last year. I was open.
Okay.
We put almost 40 feet in, 30-some feet in.
So from both trees, it just...
Yes.
And then with her driveway, what are we doing as far as repair?
We've cut a swath.
I saw the cut.
We got to cut through there. We will replace that.
Okay.
We'll repave that part of it right there. I know she had mentioned wanting more of it done, and I explained to her that we don't have a paver, so we would not be able to go back any further in her driveway and actually pave a whole big section, only because we don't have a paver. We just have to throw asphalt in, rake it out, and roll it, and I can't promise her that it would be any better.
So my question would be, I know she stated in here that she was going to have that driveway.
She talked about having it redone.
So should we not, and this is just a thought, should we accommodate a certain cost of the area that we do, so that when she does it, it's all one, and then sign off and our hands are washed?
My thing is, though, I don't know when she's going to do that, and I don't want to leave just a gravel strip through her driveway and have to keep going back up and
okay. But I mean, even though if we patch,
no, they'll just lay it down on top, John.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll go right.
I just want to make sure
asphalt.
That
we won't be using cold patch. We'll
that we don't hear something back later that, you know.
Well, that's the reason why I want to get this part of it taken care of and not wait until she does hers. I'm going to get it done and be done with it.
I guess I can probably, what you're asking, John, is when they come in to lay the next driveway,
yeah,
they can lay over top of it and cap it. They'll cap right over top of what we repair.
Okay.
Or
they grind it
they,
down.
They take it all down anyhow, down to bare gravel.
The best part
about
it is the driveway that she just put in there that she's having trouble with the freezing, thawing and freezing. The asphalt's only that thick.
Oh my gosh.
Driveways don't get poured that thin. So that was a lot of the problem that she was actually saying was happening with the water laying in her driveway. Can't fix that.
Okay.
So, but she, I mean, she's...
Well, seeing the roots and everything right there, I'm sure she's extremely happy because
right.
That...
Well, we never did find a solid blockage. We knew there was one because we had flood. We never found
right.
a solid blockage.
And high water, I could see where that would...
Her yard, which I've said for 10 years, her yard, the elevation from everywhere around her, unfortunately, her yard is the lowest. You can stand on the road and see it from everywhere. Plus, we've had the transit efforts set, shot elevations. It's just an unfortunate situation, but I think we put a drain in now in the pipe we put in, and we'll try to regrade what we've done to that drain and hopefully be able to eliminate some of the water issues she's got.
From what I saw, it looks like it would definitely be a better drainage after all those roots, since all those roots are out there. So we should have good flow in a 3-inch rain that we occasionally get.
Yeah, there's no water
there. It should keep up.
Let's hope. Okay.
So the question at hand, sir, that we have is I'd like to make a resolution in order to do this. Do we have a resolution already set, ma'am, aside?
We do not.
Okay. Would you like to...
my question is do we need to have, since this isn't an emergency, do we need
multiple?
We still
have to have a resolution.
No, do we need multiple?
We need multiple quotes.
Yeah, multiple quotes on this.
That is true, at least three.
Yeah.
We just went with who's done the best
yes.
for the township for years.
One of the biggest things is to, what I was going to do, is normally when we get this to us here, Mr. Mazur, I know you said it over and over, we need to already be prepared with a resolution. Am I messing this process up, or how would this work?
Yeah.
No, it's completely up to you trustees how you want to do this.
So when we come in here, it's not fair to Ms. Watkins to have to pull out a book to get a, because if we're potentially going to pass a resolution, we should already have a resolution set. So if in the future, if you could have something ready to them.
Be more than happy to. Unfortunately, this just took place.
I understand.
But you have a
before it comes to us here at the desk, that way we don't have to try to pull a resolution and put it together for that.
Sure. You have a budgetary issue involved as well.
Okay. So what I'd like to do is table this at this time. Mr. Mazur, if you're able to get with Mr. Stevens, we'll see about the three quotes, what budget is going to come from, and then at we can't even, if we have three, this isn't an emergency, it's not going to fall down, as Mr. Leisure has said, it's not going to fall. But if we have another meeting coming up on, what, next Friday?
Yes,
yeah.
If the board is happy with, if we have the three quotes, and we have the budgetary, and it passes your desk, and you're happy with it, then we can actually pass that at that time to be able to get the tree cut down and go from there. Is that good with the board?
I'm good with that.
Okay. Yeah. What else do you have for us, sir?
Well, before we even go that far, I have a couple of questions there, Jim, I needed to ask. Let's see. That's, you know, in my looking at this thing in the past, it doesn't even look familiar with what I remember. So having said that, now this is their home here, right?
To the left of
yeah.
the, right here, Ralph.
Yeah, the green one.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
The one in the picture in the back.
Okay. So we're talking about cutting the one tree, is that correct?
The one tree that's sitting right over top of the
okay.
fire.
Okay. Well, now, owner, removals on okay, stop bringing. Okay. So that is at 1177 is for this one tree here. The second one, see, they're in the.
Yeah, these trees sit back in her yard. It's going to be this tree right here because that storm pipe literally lays right.
It's literally over in,
yes,
in the trees. Okay.
And she's very happy with
okay.
what we've done so far.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that there might have been a little. You know, maybe a disagreement. There is not any disagreement or anything at all.
I met with her again.
So Julie and her husband are totally satisfied with that. Okay. Okay. Thank you. That's all I have. Thank you.
Next thing that I have is we have a built into our budget for two summer help. And we now that the kids are finally out of school, and once again, same situation. This just happened. They just not got out of school. We have a young gentleman by the name of Jonas Fitzgerald that we would like to bring on for summer help starting on May 7th.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
We've already got the pre-hire packet, the new hire packet from Robin, and everything's already put together and done.
Well, I really appreciate you getting all that when you did.
We have one or two. We just have one
right now. One right now, but we've got two other ones that we're looking at bringing one more on. Yeah.
Okay. We don't have resolutions.
I'm sorry?
We do not have resolutions.
Once again, same situation.
So okay, so.
We'd like to get him started as soon as we could.
Okay. What's his background? Do you?
He's in high school.
What high school?
He's going to Tolles Technical for welding.
Okay.
So.
And just for the public's sake, it's nice
sure.
to hear
sure.
a little
oh,
bit.
Yeah. He's not a good young kid. Got a farming background. Going to Tolles. Really, really good kid. Got a great work ethic.
So he's graduating this year. Is that correct?
No, he'll graduate next year.
So he'll be going into a senior year.
Yeah.
Okay.
You say June 7th?
June 7th, which would be the start of the next pay period.
Okay. And then it'll work through till when?
Go for 90 days.
Okay. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board accepts Mr. Stevens' summer help. This is round one, first person hired, and his name is?
Jonas Fitzgerald.
if there's no further discussion on this, and also his step, what's he starting out per hour?
It's the summer help rate that they've set, I think it's $17 an hour.
Okay, just for the record.
Yeah, yeah.
I got
to start off at $17 in
an hour.
If there's no further questions by the board, I'd ask for a second.
Should we, to keep continuity, should we go ahead and hire him on the 7th and then pass the resolution on the 9th?
Well, we have to have a resolution passed for the packet to go out, to go to Ms. Watkins' desk, and then, so we would have to have an agreement prior to and an established resolution to hire him and then set everything forth, and then he starts.
Jim already has the information. He already has his new hire packet.
Oh, does he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's everything's completed, ready to go.
So either we pass a resolution or we don't. If we don't pass a resolution, he can't start.
We have all his credentials together and everything.
Jim's working on that, sir.
Okay. I got everything.
Okay. The question is, either we're going to pass a resolution to hire summer help, regardless of the name, or we don't. If we pass a resolution today, it still sets forth in the time frame that you have given the board.
I know that we'd already passed a resolution to accept the budget without building into the budget.
Right, but we're accepting here at the table the expenditure amount for this summer help.
Well,
I don't know the difference between the tree and this resolution then, you know, because you're making an exception.
So there's no resolution for this?
There's not, sir.
Okay.
No, that's
so
that's right. Where we're trying to. I think Jim's got the solution that you guys could pass a motion.
We'll pass a motion to go ahead
for the hire date.
Okay.
So
and then do the resolution on the special meeting on the
all
9th.
Department heads.
This is a learning curve.
I know. If we can, we need, when I go to read this off, we already need this to go through Robin, and it's on the agenda, and we've got a resolution, so if it so does pass versus us not. So I'd like to take away the resolution that was asking, and I'd like to replace that with if there's no further discussion on the matter, I'd like to make a motion that we move forward with the hiring of
Jonas Fitzgerald.
Well, the summer help resolution has been in effect for a good long while already.
But we are putting, just like if we hire a new firefighter or we hire someone on payroll, we still have to have a resolution for the expenditure of the dollars there for that. Even though we set it aside, just like every pay period, we pass a resolution for
the
expenditure.
This
is an expenditure. We have to have a resolution for that.
Even
though it's already in the budget.
Then when you guys do
the resolution shows that we spent.
Yeah, we can always do paperwork cleanup.
Does that make sense?
Well, not really, but if that's the way it is, that's the way it
is.
I'd just say go ahead, Jim, and get it over with, really.
But we can't do a resolution yet because we don't have it.
Yeah. We don't have all the.
So now we're just saying.
We don't have.
So I think the motion is that you're approving Jim to hire him, and his effective date is June 7th. Period.
Correct.
And then when you go to do your resolution,
you'll
have his full name, his position, his salary, all of that expanded.
And we have that motion on the floor at this time.
Right. I'll not second it.
Okay,
so we're good for a vote then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, John.
Yes.
Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Just trying to keep us
I understand.
Above board on this because you know all these department heads have been we got to get used to
June 7th
doing the 48 hours and it's going to relieve stress off
these
two people.
The
I was under the understanding we had a resolution.
Learning curve.
Yep, we're getting there.
Trying to figure it all out.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Thank
you,
John.
Okay.
Last thing I have, because I know it was brought up before and it got tabled, is going back to our summer 410 schedule. I have it laid out, broke down.
Is it the same as the one I got?
We've done the 410 schedule for years. It's worked out.
Yep.
We actually are capable of getting a lot of things accomplished this way. Does not mean that we won't be in here on Friday. Actually, we've been working Fridays and some Saturdays. So
we're not currently on the 10s now, are we?
No, sir.
It wouldn't, and it would never take effect before
It would actually, the tens would actually go into effect on the next, start of the next pay period on
So I know I've been one of the biggest components of saying I like the four tens, but I don't think that it fits with our model, because if we had more people where we would at least have staff members in on Friday, and we had an A and a B hypothetically, and I've explained it many times, because you can only get 1 gallon of milk in a 1 gallon container. You can only get 40 hours worth of work in a 40 hour week. Whether you're working 8 hours versus 10 hours, it still comes to 40 hours a week. I know the reason that I am bringing this up is because of numerous calls that I've had on something. I'm like, well, they won't be back in until Monday. And I always get the same thing. Was there ever anyone there that does work? And yes, in the beginning, I was like, yep, I think that this is, you know, it works. It's great. A lot of companies do that. But just by sheer number of calls that I have had, and just happens to be, and I know we've talked about it, I don't think for our township, unless we had a model that showed that people were in on Friday, that this would be conducive. But each person is entitled to their own opinion. And I'll open it up to, you know, we can open it up, but I would ask for discussion, you guys.
I think it's a good thing. It gives guys rest. And if there is someone that calls in on an emergency, we have two contacts to call, Ryan and Jim, to get someone to come in. But I mean, just to come in for something that's a non-emergency, we shouldn't be running to non-emergency calls when they call in.
And we have not done that. So,
and the scheduling of 10 days, I'm sure that it saves money in the long run. You know, for an example, let me give you an example. They're out, they're on the job, they got your equipment there. So, you know, they're within 2 hours of being done. And so anyway, they got to, for an example, move the equipment again on Monday. If we go back to the 5 days, we got to unhook, bring the equipment back in, all this, that, and the other, go back and finish the same job that they could have had done on Thursday. So I just don't see, matter of fact, I see it being a positive from the standpoint of having your equipment out. I mean, and not have to make two runs to get it done.
Thanks. We're going
to
do whatever the board does.
Well, I understand that.
We're going to respect that. It's something that we've done for a long time. I personally, I've never received a call wanting to know why we weren't in on a Friday.
Yeah, well, I've received probably in my years here maybe half a dozen. So I would say the guys will.
If you look at
the guys, is it an emergency? I ask them if it's something that can
wait. These guys, everybody knows, and if you look on the Fridays where it says on call.
I never get a call. Now.
Everybody knows
they don't call. Everybody knows.
If we're not in already, which if you look at our project list,
yep.
We're going to be in here on Fridays anyhow. This just gives us an opportunity to stay longer during the day.
Well, everybody knows the schedule now. All of us.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they know during the summer we work the long days.
Like I said, we're going to do whatever the board.
I very rarely ever get a call.
In respect.
Anymore, you know. So.
So with that heard, I'm going to take this to.
Sorry about that. Probably had it now.
So with that being said, I'll take it to vote. Do you want to?
I'll make a motion that we go to 4 10-hour days for the road crew until Labor Day weekend. I think that's
exactly
when
it's already in place.
It is Labor Day weekend, right?
Yeah, I think it goes
back to normal.
Yeah, and the way that ends up working, the way that our pay weeks start on Wednesday and end on Tuesday. So you've got Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of the first week, and then you get Monday and Tuesday of the 2 weeks after to finish that first week. So the way it would end up working out, the last day that we would be on 10s would be September 12th.
Okay. Okay. I think it'll work out great.
All right, so
back to normal.
Jim, you put it on the table in round
yep.
second?
Yep.
Okay. Yes. So we're up for a vote. John?
I'm going to say no for the reasons stated.
Okay. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else for us, Mr.
No,
Stevens?
Sir, that's pretty much all I got. I'm okay. just going to request an
Jim, answer. I had a couple of homes over on the Eastbrook Drive. I'd like you to take a look at it. It's, I think you may have looked at them before. They're, I mean, they've just been a ragtag mess there. It's down there on the right as you go in and head west, you know, on Eastbrook.
I know we cleaned one up today.
Yeah, 1795 and 1799. And you see those when you ride by and they're,
Yeah,
they're pretty ragged, and somebody's had a mattress laying there for 2 months.
Yeah, we just picked up a whole truckload of stuff in Eastfield
there's
today.
There's another one there.
Okay. So,
yeah,
and then we're.
Have you noticed that one laying there?
Yeah. I think it may be in the truck out there right now.
We've sent out.
Did you send out letters
we sent
on
out,
those places?
I think almost like 35. House Bill 50 Mo letters now.
Did you?
That are timing out periodically, and I mean it's there's a lot of them out there that we've got on the
books. Yeah, I noticed there's good many people who cut the grass over the holidays.
And the sad part, I mean, a lot of times what we're finding out now is we can see the front yards, but we can't see backyards.
Yeah.
And the problem we're running into, once again, and we run into it every year, is we get backyards that end up with real high grass, but we can't see it from the road, so we don't know that that's happening.
Yeah.
You know, unless we get a phone call.
Okay, I want to just bring those specifically to your attention. I think you got most of yours cleaned up down there, didn't you?
Okay. One last thing. Did you get the email that I forwarded you on Brownleaf, the house in the back of the high grass? I forwarded it to you and Steve.
When did you do that?
2 weeks ago.
Then we already have it on the list.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know Tommy's been working with that too, so. And then the only other thing I have is I'm going to request that I'll be excused. They're moving my father from one place to another at 11:30.
Okay.
We'll have Ryan. Ryan's going to sit in for the meeting to cover any questions at the end if there is.
One last question for you as well as the administrator. I am seeing on a regular basis that we have that no-knock in place, correct? And I explain the no-knock for solicitors.
Oh, okay.
And I had one, and I talked to him through my camera system, and I'm not really selling anything. Well, you're still knocking on the door. My question is, are we able to get signs to be in an area, and are we able to...
I've seen them in other places.
Right. Can we look into... Because it's only fair to the people that are coming in the area, because they're... And especially in my area, you can go... right next door to me and be in the city, which is perfectly fine. You come down the street, you're in the township, then you go back into the city, and as I explained to one person, look for the trash cans. If you see the big round ones, you're in the city. So, and they had a very valid point that, well, there's no sign that says that, you know, it's no parking sign. How can you tell me I can't park here if there's no parking sign? So, which is a very valid point.
Well, I've seen the new soliciting signs and stuff like that, you know, in other areas.
And then the other question is that if we wanted to be able to, if we made up stickers where people can, we can buy stickers. We've had stuff here before where you could buy the stickers to put them on your door. That is an official sticker that says under this ORC, there's none. Are we able to?
You don't need to do that. In the ORC, it says if you put up no trespassing, no soliciting, or have your own no-knock sticker made, you're fine.
But are we able to make them and then be able to, if they're a nickel apiece or whatever they are, it would be a convenience for the residents that may want to have a sticker for the front door?
I don't know what that...
I guess that's more of a question for you. An official sticker that we would design, we would make... And then if there are people that want to, if we put it in our next newsletter that we have 100 on hand and they're a nickel, I don't know what they would be.
Sure.
And then we just know the cost is even what we pay, they pay. So I know it makes more work for us, but you know, somebody that might be in their late 80s that don't know how do I get a sticker, etc. If it's already made and they want to come and pick up a sticker and they pay a nickel or a dime, whatever it is, and they can put it on their door, it's the Franklin Township. That way we have one particular logo set up. I mean, anyone can do their own, but I thought that would be nice.
I'll get with Steve and see about the signs.
I don't know if we can do the street signs. I think it's just for the
actual on your door.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so this is a question that came up, and it's like, you know, I'm going to have to bring that up. Okay. So with that being done, sir, I have no other, and you're more than welcome to be excused.
Thank you.
Okay. Jim, by the way, I wanted to thank you and Ryan and your crew for assisting with
Brown Road.
Brown. That was a huge help. Thank you.
Okay, moving on, Police Department, Chief Smith, the podium is yours, sir.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you. First thing I have is, as of 11:40 this morning, the two campers were removed from 1053 Brown Road.
I'm sorry, I apologize, say it again.
The two campers that were at 1053 have been removed.
Okay.
By Capital Towing. There is a container in the backyard. They don't tow those. So the township will have to figure out, it's almost like a container shed.
Yes, in the very off the alley.
Yes.
So how do we, I mean, even if we were able, how would we move that, or how would we?
I mean, it could be scrapped, torn down, probably smashed, or if the house is going to go to the land bank, maybe they could tear it out with the house, I don't know, in the garage.
I'm
going to
address that.
Okay.
But I just wanted to update the board on that. We finally got the trailers out of there after a little bit of difficulty, but we got them out. So I have the stats for May for the traffic grant. We have worked 58 hours total in overtime hours. 86 total stops have been made, 72 citations. Along with that, the traffic officers assisted with the fatal crash on Philippi Road. Two stolen vehicles were recovered, which they handled, which freed up the patrol officers. Numerous other traffic complaints. They also addressed the ATV complaints with parents on Richmond, Bellmead, Jackson, and Randsburg.
Sir, is that each one separate ATVs, or?
Well, just a summary. They basically talk to parents where they see maybe ATVs in the yard, garage, whatever, and address, hey, the kids can't ride these on the road.
Okay.
Here's where they need to ride them safely.
Okay.
A couple reckless ops on Brown Road in excess of 60 miles an hour. So that's all 58 hours. 86 stops, 72 citations.
So we have $20,000, 20-some thousand-dollar grant, correct?
Yes.
So how far into that would you say we went? 10%?
Probably not even 10, probably maybe 6-7%.
So do you have this stretched out throughout the township? As we last talked, it was going to be pockets.
September, yes.
So basically all the way up to September you have it, okay.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to want to do it all in one month or so, but it's nice to,
well, with, you know, with having the injuries that we have, then there's only a select amount of officers that have been working.
Okay.
So it will spread out from now until September.
Okay.
When it ends. So yeah. Hotspot areas, Brown Road, the entire triangle, Climb Road, which is where we have the traffic sign now.
Yeah, you get past in the medium when you do the speed limit.
Right. So that's the big focal point. You know, for Alkire Road, you know, of course, the ATVs is a big concern, so we're trying to focus on that.
So when someone does pass you in the medium and you see that, is that a reckless hop or is that just an optimal use of a medium?
It's improper passing, but it's reckless hop too, because they're probably going to be going 60, 70 miles an hour.
Okay.
So it's actually both. That's all I have.
Go ahead. I'm going to ask if there's any questions from the board.
I have, I had four, but you covered one. First one, the beanbag shotguns. Where are we at on training officers?
The less lethal rounds, Sergeant Moore is going to training next week. We kind of got the runaround from Columbus and the county. Both said that they could train us. And then when the rubber met the road, they're like, well, we can only train our people. You actually have to send somebody to an instructor course to train your own people. So
they said
so Moore is going,
I believe, the week after next. And that's part of his training, so he'll be able to come back and train everybody on this.
Okay. With the officers that's being injured, are we reviewing the body camera footage to pull out training bits and pieces that we could possibly train to keep officers from getting hurt in situations like the one that tore his calf muscle, the LT that...
I reviewed both of them. As far as training, they were both very not like... If they were injuries where they could have done something differently
mm-hmm.
to not be injured, then I could say we could use it for training. But with Officer Myers and his calf, it was just one of those things where he planted his foot and turned. The only option would be, you know, to not do it, and that's obviously not always practical.
Could you send the board and Steve a copy of the body camera footage?
Sure.
That way we could have it in for records for the BWC if they need it.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any questions, and you are, or did you get on UAN?
No.
UAN system. You haven't got on that yet.
No.
Okay. Can you get with Steve and Robin and get that on your? I thought we talked about getting all that on. You have it. Okay.
Yeah,
I know Stevens have it.
Is it on everybody's computer?
Yes.
Okay.
It's that way you can manage your.
You got to put it
on there. That way, it's
right.
So you can better manage your people's time. And,
well, no, I'm all okay. For it. But Revolution Group is saying they can't update my computer, so I don't. I may have to switch to a different one.
Okay. That's all I had.
Okay. Anything else?
I just wanted to. Check on the status of Ratliff. I know he had got injured. He's on entry leave.
That is, I don't know.
If he's
heard anything about it yet,
Steve. Right.
Everything's pending with him.
Okay. Yeah, I just wondered the status of it.
Yeah, I've talked to him frequently, but I don't have any updates yet.
Okay. That's all I have, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Deputy Hamilton is not
here.
Okay. Fire Chief Arnold, you're up next, sir.
Do you have any questions?
No, nothing.
Only question I had, I already asked you.
Okay. Jim Stevens, we've already done, and Ryan, does he have anything for us? Is
no,
that
Ryan,
book,
Ryan.
Or you're at your book?
That's my book, yeah.
Your book?
My book.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if he may have excused himself for a moment.
He left
with you. Okay. Physical department, I see. Robin Watkins.
Yes. So we have a motion for bills and payroll. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from May the 24th, 2023 through June 1st of 2023. In the amount of $192,194.01, and payroll paid on May the 26th in the amount of $178,396.49, and payroll paid on June 1st in the amount of $9,125.82, for a combined total of $379,716.32. And this is from check number 69095. Through 69158, and electronic vouchers from 829-2023 through 920-2023. And there's exhibits for your review.
Okay. As to the board, if there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Okay.
And Robin, whenever you're ready.
Thank you. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get to him.
And that's everything.
Yes, and whenever you're ready.
Okay, good.
She.
I already thought I did
yeah,
vote.
Yeah, she did it.
I wrote the vote.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. So I thought I did the vote.
Through this.
Okay. I thought I did the vote.
That's why we're a team.
Yeah. Anything else for us, Robin?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm going to move back to the road department. Do you have anything else for us?
Do not.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. The administrator.
Thank you, Chairman. The first thing I have is Resolution 2023-081. Whereas the Board of Trustees of Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less. On behalf of the Township, in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code, and the period is from 5/24/23 through 6/1/2023 in the amount of $46,997.37.
What is the one here for 2000?
I don't know what that blank is.
Robin,
I wasn't aware of that.
Do you know what the blank is in this for?
This would have been a that would have been a purchase order that would have been for, they would have had, somebody would have submitted a purchase order request for multi-vendors. Mm-hmm. So what these are approving purchases. These are not the true purchases. These are purchase orders. And if they have a vendor, then the vendor's name is listed. And if they do not, then it's a blanket, which means multiple vendors could be paid out of that $2,000.
So you're comfortable as well as confident in us passing this resolution?
Yes, because you guys are familiar when we do blankets, there's no vendor name assigned.
Until
it's actually paid. These are not paid.
And then they have all the receipts.
Correct.
Okay.
So this is them requesting for things to be paid for.
Okay. So with that being said, if there's no further questions, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second the resolution.
And Robin, when you're ready.
Thank you. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Steve, I'm sending it your way.
Okay.
And Robin, when you're ready. Or, excuse me.
We're back to Steve.
When you're ready.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Resolution 2023-082 is a resolution approving 80 hours injury leave for Tim Myers. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. The Board approves 80 hours of injury leave beginning May 20th, 2023 through May 29th, 2023 for Officer Tim Myers for Article 24 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement.
So, sir, a discussion on this. I know we've done this now twice. Is that correct? Can you fill the board in as far as what is the assumptions of how long he's going to be out? Do we have any updates?
No. The latest we have is the possibility of June 13th, but he's undergoing treatment. So that changes based on how he responds to treatment.
And then also I wanted to find out, have we statutorily met all requirements set forth by...
Yeah, we have all the documentation from BWC.
Is there a way we could possibly bring him back as light duty? Sitting at a desk, reports?
I think that has to be something authorized by his treating physician.
Uh-huh.
That's something I can't...
Can we look into possibly bringing him back light duty and taking some of the... some of the reports, sitting in the office, reports?
I think once it's approved by his physician, yes,
okay.
We can do that.
Are we able to ask the physician?
No.
Is he? No.
Okay. We can't inquire at all.
So if there's no further discussion.
Can't try to employ him or not.
No.
I think that's probably what he would be on the doctor.
Right.
Yep.
So if there's no further discussion on the matter of Resolution 2023-082, I would ask for a second.
I will second it.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The next resolution I have, hopefully it will answer your questions regarding 1053 Brown Road. It's Resolution 2023-083. It's a resolution setting a hearing and providing notice concerning an unsafe building. This will take a minute for me to read. Whereas the Franklin Township Building Department and Fire Department has found that certain buildings located at 1053 Brown Road, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, to be structurally defective and unsafe. And whereas pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code Section 505.86, the Board of Trustees is authorized to remove, repair, or secure structurally defective and unsafe buildings if corrective measures are not taken within 30 days after notice to the property owner and lien holders of record. Whereas in connection with the proceedings pursuant to Section 505.86 of the Ohio Revised Code, the board must also hold a due process hearing so that the property owners and lien holders may be heard. And whereas it is in the best interest of the township and its residents to proceed under Ohio Revised Code Section 505.86 in order to correct the structurally defective and unsafe conditions of the property.
To the board, if there's no further discussion in resolution 2023-083, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then the last two items I have, I know in the past we talked about the property at 1240 Eureka. That has been resolved. The homeowner or the property owner stepped in, and both the house and the garage have been demolished. So it's now a vacant lot.
I know we got compliments about that, especially some neighbors that lived right next door that were pleased to see that that eyesore was gone.
Yeah.
There's two forms there to sign.
The notice, exactly. And then what we'll do is we will have a hearing scheduled with the property owner for the June 15th meeting. And if they don't appear, then we can go ahead and proceed.
Okay.
On which property? On Brown Road?
Yeah.
Okay.
The last thing I have is regarding Volney. And Nicole has worked hard on these two properties, the 1240 and the 61 Volney. The property owner has cleaned the property up. He has secured the building. And we're going to continue to monitor and work with the property owner to make sure he follows the township's guidelines. So there, between 1053 Brown, Eureka, and Volney, we are making progress to take care of these nuisance properties.
Do we know what his intent with the property, because it sat empty for so long, is he intending to sell it, rehab it, or?
Our impression is he's going to attempt to rehab it.
Okay.
And that's all I have for you, Chairman.
Okay. Anyone have any further questions? Hearing none, we're going to move on. And I had a couple questions. I got the no knockout. This is the address that I sent you. I don't have it with me without pulling my phone out. Do we know how many chickens and roosters and where it can lie on the property? And
I'm going to be very honest with you. I have not had the time
to
look into that. There's so many other things going on right
sure.
now.
Sure. So I was just kind of curious.
I don't believe there's any.
There is. The county has code, so I have it in the computer.
Okay.
I can send it to Steve.
Because I believe you said that you can't have roosters.
No.
I believe you said three chickens?
It's all based on how much property you have.
Okay.
Okay, and it's all outlined. County is very thorough
okay.
on the policy, and so I'll make sure Steve gets a copy.
Would you send one to me as well?
Sure.
Because I would love to. Because when I get calls on
sure.
this, I wasn't able to, I know I'm bogging Steve down with this. I would be able to either one send it, if it's in an email form, mm-hmm. and I can email
right.
it to
you
them,
can send it to them
and allow them, because I want to get the process so I don't load our administrator down. However, we don't have any real jurisdiction other than if we send a letter out, correct?
We can send it.
It all comes
through. All through the county.
Okay.
The county commissioners are the ones that actually passed the.
Okay.
It's very detailed. I mean, it's based on how much property you have.
And they're not free reign. I mean, you can't just get, even if you're allowed to have three chickens, you can't let them run all over your yard. They have to be in a coop.
So one of the one of the properties that I got a call, they sent me a video. They have a real nice paved area where they eat outside, and they have a fire pit, and their fence is immediately chicken coop right behind it, and they have a lot of chickens and roosters. Their house is way up here, the people that have it, because they don't want to hear the noise.
Sure.
And then, of course, the smell and everything else. So
that it all outlines all of that. And I think you guys will appreciate it when you read it.
Right.
You'll feel like you've been educated. So I'll send it to Administrator Mazur, and then he can pass it on to the three of you.
Okay.
And that way you can maybe address things accordingly.
And then I will try to get that to the address that I sent you, and I'll just let you know that I sent it. So that's one less thing that you have to say, go here and go there, because I hate just calling up and saying, hey, you know, something that we can redirect. That's good information. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. The only other thing that I had, I don't know all the faces with the calls that I get. I don't know if anyone's here in regards to this one. The steel plates that are on Frank Road, I know it's a county issue, and Ryan, you may know this. When cars go over that, and it's down close to your area, you might be able to hear it.
I already called him. It's been repaved, because I let him know last week that it had moved about 10 inches.
Okay.
So it's done, and I'm watching.
So my question would be, do you know if they have an idea when they're going to finish that?
No, they do not. I have all the documentation at home.
I appreciate that. So at least, you know, okay, that helps me to get back to people to know, because evidently you probably heard it. People are telling me it sounds like a car crash.
Yeah.
It's like woof, woof, woof. So with that, and Brian, do you know anything on that project?
They were not contacted.
They told us when they left they were coming back in 6 weeks to finish up, but it's been about 6 weeks or a little more.
Okay.
Let me say this to you. It started the third week of May. They're still not done, and they have a pipe through my yard, clear from the front of the house out, to drain the water main.
Okay.
And they've obstructed me gaining access to my mailbox. So, yes, I have had several conversations with them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so there's a leak, and they're just letting it leak until they can fix it?
No. Well, they've fixed it.
The leak.
But they can't turn on the new main until everything's leached, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I have the chief engineer's name, number, location, et cetera.
So
was done playing.
So Ryan, with the Frank Road, we just got that whole thing paved last year, and they came along. Do you know if that's the condition it's going to be left in, or are they going to recap it?
He told us they were going to mill that one lane out and repave the whole lane.
Okay, so we won't have that going up the middle.
I'll be finding out.
I appreciate you bringing that to us, because these are questions I'm getting, and it's like, I'll have to get back to you, because I really don't know.
Well,
so,
I told him I didn't want to have because I can hear the semis coming, and that's 80,000 pounds.
Yeah.
I talked to him about how much traffic, and I said, I really don't feel like having a semi or whatever flying into my yard or into my house because of your negligence.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Bust everything you've got to get all right.
Oh, yeah.
So with that said, that's all I have. Next on the list is Mr. Leisure. Do you have anything for us?
The only thing I have is it was brought to my attention to check my voicemail on my township phone, and I have to apologize if anyone's been calling me. I thought I set it up. It's a different phone than I'm used to. It's an iPhone, and I have an Android, and I missed one step, but it is now set up. You can leave me voicemails on it.
Okay. Mr. Horn, do you have anything?
Yeah, just one additional thing here. I think probably everybody remembers the pallet business down on Alcard Road. And so they had been complaining again. So just this morning before I came over here, I took a ride out through there. And boy, they are sure it. Full force working over there now. So have you heard anything on that lately?
The county, we have a new zoning person, and it's on her list to look into.
Oh boy, I wish we could. I personally talked to that man a year ago, and I promised him They used to have to try to get something done.
When you deal with a few calls or something. When you deal with a big machine, it moves slow.
I know that, Steve, you know, but, you know, that's pretty fast and I'm willing to go for a year or something, so, you know. I'm going to get, try to see what I can find out. I'll get with Nicole and we'll discuss that. Thank you, that's all.
Okay. So we're moving to speaker cards. Remember, you get 3 minutes to speak. We will not interrupt. We engage with you after you're finished speaking. Time does not matter after that. So first up, we have Jim Youngman. Can we come up to the podium, sir? I think you've got, he's got it. He's a king at that.
Oh.
This gentleman's a little bit hard of hearing, just FYI. Okay.
Just one second. Let me get this set so we don't short you any time.
Oh, that was
I've been having a problem with the neighbor behind me. It was tall grass. Only time he cuts it when I complain every year for the last several years.
So what is the address?
891 Wilson Road.
Okay.
Front yard, they keep cut. Backyard, probably knee high or higher. And they had one time, a couple years ago, they had commercial mower, big mower come in the backyard, took them an hour to cut the backyard, and you know the yard there ain't very big. So you can imagine how tall the grass is. What can be done about this joker about getting his yard cut? I told the lady in the office about 3 weeks ago and let her know about supposed to pass it on. And I know that there's procedures and all you have to go through and all this stuff. But that ought to be something that can force the homeowner or the person that's renting the property out. That ought to be something done that they can be forced to cut it about once a week, I mean month, at least.
I'm going to speak if you're already finished.
I'm done with that part of it.
So
well, now he's done with that part of it.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I got other thing, but I only put the one main
okay,
thing
down. We'll address everything at the end. I want to give you a free shot to everything you got.
At the end of our street, there at Geneva, you know, it's a dead end into the power plant there. Okay, we still get them four-wheelers every once in a while fly down the street at night with no lights and stuff on. They cut through the neighbor's yard. I had to ask, I don't know, 8-10 years ago, about a guardrail put up there. They said, yeah, they'll put it up. Never seen a guardrail, nothing, never heard nothing about it. To keep them going in and people cut across the neighbor's yard. We have put rocks at the end of the street to keep the cars from going back into that area. So I told him I would ask about that. Next thing is the road. I've been there 50 years and that road has never been taken care of and it has wore down to the gravel part of it. And they said, I asked about this before and they said, well, there's nothing could be done about it because it costs too much money. Why don't you get the money then somewhere? I mean, the street's that bad, you ought to be taken care of. That's what the people paying their taxes for. And we got a truck that's sitting right there as you turn off Randburg on the Geneva. Green, I believe it's a green truck, ain't it, Mike? Been sitting there, we've been there for about 2 months. They put a red sticker on there. Somebody scraped the sticker off and it hadn't been moved for 2 months. I'd like to have that addressed also. I'm done.
Okay. So what I'd like to do is thank you first for coming in. And this is the smartest way to get something done because we have everybody here. So we all heard it. It's on record and et cetera. So I want to start off with the first. You said Wilson Road?
It's Wilson Avenue.
Wilson Avenue. Because I was trying to understand this address.
Right off. I'm glad you asked that because I was confused.
I'm sorry,
it's Avenue.
Yeah, he's right up here, John.
Yeah, because that's what I thought with Geneva. I'm thinking, because I live off of Wilson, I'm thinking there is some properties there that used to be in the township, and they are like 10-acre plots.
Yeah.
and the grass gets shoulder high, and I have to get with the city every year to get them to do the same process we do. So I'm thinking in my head, I just went by there and it was cut. The I want to start off with the next thing was you had the guardrail. What can we do to expedite to get a guardrail up?
That would be on Jim. I'm not sure.
Okay. So can we...
Can you check on it?
Yeah. I mean, I was, what I want to do is, after the meeting, can you guys exchange numbers so that we can let him know an expectation of time that we can get a guardrail up to alleviate that problem? And if we are able to get that on the schedule, that would be great, because I recall this before being a problem, and it shouldn't take us, what, a few hours to put a guardrail up?
Yeah, it shouldn't be too bad.
Right, right. So. And we probably have enough stuff to make it, right?
I would say, yeah, there's
stuff. Okay. So that one's taken care of. And then the road, as far as the road goes, Jim is the one, all of our roads go through an assessment, and we use...
In the county.
Yeah, and we're not the ones that make it. I don't know where, and I don't think you can speak on that, because Jim could, where we are as far as which year that's going to get paid. However, we've had grants for other roads in the past to be able to get that. We constantly look for different grants, matching grants, things of that nature that we can get in there and be able to pave it. I'm not going to say it's going to be this year or immediately, but it is good to hear from a resident, because, as you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. We're the trustees, obviously. I'm hearing this for the first time. And when a resident comes in here, it's very helpful that we hear this, because all three elected officials are hearing this, and we're the ones that, as you sat through the meeting, approve or disapprove of things. So if we can check on that to see where we are as well, and maybe Jim can address us at the next meeting for that. And then that was the road. And then a truck parked. Can you also get with...
Mm-hmm. That would be police.
Please.
I'll take care of my own truck.
Okay. So that will take care of that. Anything else? I'm going to ask this, even though I know our time. You got everything out, and there wasn't anything else that
we... Yeah, pretty much what I had, yeah.
Okay.
I thank you all.
Yeah.
But I had mentioned, I believe, I talked to Jim before on the Charles Grad, and I talked to the two guys. They said, refer to him. So I went to him. He said, go back to you.
Okay, so the fact that you are right here, this is a good place to know it. We cannot make someone cut it every week, every 2 weeks. If it rains and it grows a foot every night, there's a certain height, which is
8 inches.
Every time it hit 8 inches, by law, you have to keep your grass under 8 inches. So if they cut it down to 4 inches, we get a week in a ring and it's back to 8 inches, they have to cut it, or we have a House Bill 50 process that we go through, and then we address it to their we attach it to their taxes. So there is a law, and we do... as long as we can see, can we see the property from the road?
No, not the back, you can't.
Okay, so that's one of the problems that we have.
They keep the front cut.
Right, right. But one of the things that, and you want to elaborate?
What was the address again?
891.
Because I got an 895 Wilson on here.
Okay.
So we'll have to drive by and see that.
Okay, I might have been numbered off, but...
Okay, because if that's the case,
walk
we sent back the letter
you
out.
You can see it plain as day.
Yeah, we sent the letter out on the 15th, so...
Okay.
We can go back, and if it's not cut, we can go back there and mow it immediately, so...
So do you understand the process by any chance?
Oh, I understand.
Okay, because we have to notify them, and realistically, it's 12 days, or is it less?
10 business days.
10 business days. So, and then once they do not respond or et cetera, then even if they respond, they still have the 10 days. If not, we show up and cut it, irregardless. If they don't want us on the property, we still cut it.
Okay, now it's a rental property. It's LLC property.
Well, LLC properties, when they pay their property tax and then they only pay what they think they owe, they're going to be, we get the money first. So then the auditor is going to say, you're short. Well, why am I short? Because we paid Franklin Township because you know, for this. And then once it hits a person that is a rental property, and he will get the notice, once he's seen it's costing him money, either A, he's going to cut it, or B, he's going to get with his tenant and say, you have to cut it. So it is very effective.
I understand what you're saying, but I have to go through this process about every let's say 2 months, man, in order to get this joker to cut his grass. Yes, he will not cut it.
Is this property the same owner? That is this a process that we're repeating year after year? Is this
every year you check the records?
Yeah. Okay.
And not only that, yesterday I was in my backyard. There was a groundhog next door to me on the one side. Lay a dead groundhog laying in the yard. I had a half of a groundhog in my one building that got in there. I'm sure coming from the tall grass.
Oh, absolutely.
The guy on the other side of me got a skunk buried underneath one of his buildings. I have seen snakes in there.
And this is why we're allowed to do the House Bill 50 through, you know, it's a health, what we call that. It's not a health issue. It's a environmental. I forget what that, there's a name for it, and I can't remember exactly what it is, but under House Bill 5050, it gives us authority to be able to go on and cut it after you've been notified. But I do want to thank you for coming in and addressing that with us.
Thank you. Now, will they get back? Will somebody get back with you?
Well, you guys, at the end of the meeting, I want you to exchange numbers.
Okay. Then I need to call you then if this comes up again.
Yeah.
Please. Okay. Good enough. After all, I want to know.
I want to make sure you got everything out and that we know we're going to be talking. So, and then we're going to move on to Carol.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Good ladies.
Yeah. Schooner. Yep. Ms. Schoonover, the podium is yours.
You spoke her last name.
Is it Schoonover? Is that correct?
Schoonover. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The only thing that I come in, our we finally got the signs up on Ray Avenue.
Okay.
For the no stopping, no parking during the hours between 2 and 4 because of the Columbus City School parent pickup line and drop-off line. Drop-off line moves fast. They throw them kids out of the car. Pickup line, they back up all the way down our road. They got the signs up. Township came out. That same week, we had an incident where a lady was trying to pass the whole parent pickup line, and one of our neighbors was coming up legally. And because she refused to back up or move, the other lady got out of her vehicle and went around, opened up, you know, threw her whole container, Big Mac, meal, drink, all over our neighbor and everything, and it ended up with the police getting called. They come out, they said they cannot do much with the situation, but what we need to do is go to the Columbus City School Board, because now we're going into summer. We won't have this issue, but go over the summer, we need to go to the Columbus City School Board and try to persuade them to redirect, reroute, or do something for the parent pickup line in the morning or in the evenings. And I'm not sure how to go about doing all that, so I'm just here to ask if anybody knows how or what. You know, we need some help on this so that we don't have...
Because
the parents get in, even in the parent pickup line, the parents get into fights with each other. High rate of dope smoking going on while they're waiting. I've had cans of beer thrown out with parents that are waiting, and not to mention the vibrating loud music while they're waiting. So,
well, Sue, I can tell you probably, and I would appreciate maybe if you as a resident would call. You are a resident over there, aren't you?
Yeah. One of our number one pickup residents, all the area there.
Well, what I do is I call the Southwestern School District.
No, this is Columbus City.
Oh,
okay. This is Columbus City.
We'll call
schools.
The Columbus maintenance.
So, Mr. Mazur, what I would propose is that,
John, excuse me just a minute. I would call the city maintenance department, give them the school name and so forth, and tell them their issue, and they'll send someone out for them to check it. And if you have a problem with that, then get back with us, John or me or the road department or something, and we'll get into helping you on that, okay? But the city of Columbus maintenance is.
So, Ms. Schoonover, I think I personally would like to do something different. Mr. Mazur, if we are able to, you and I maybe this summer, attend a meeting and address the school board to see if we can ask to have the procession line?
Pickup line.
I don't know what you would call
it's
it.
A pickup drop-off.
Pickup drop-off.
The drop-off line, like I said, it moves fairly quick because I think they throw the kids out of the car.
Right.
It's in the evening or the afternoon when...
During the pickups.
And they line up and just... It's a mess. You cannot get in and out of your drives. People are passing... And they pass at a high rate of speed trying to
right.
go.
And on a 22-foot wide road, that's straight, no center section.
Yeah.
So I think that if we were able to, and it may be a late night for us, but for our residents, I think that if we were able to, and I would be happy to attend, to ask on this, I would love to have a resident or residents that would come. I'm sure you have residents that would actually be able to come.
The city school board president, and she believes in having midnight.
I understand, but for the rest...
Start about 6 p.m. and quit about...
I understand.
So, I'm serious about that.
Yeah. With that being said, I think that if we address, we can either, one, send an email, which I'd rather address the board, then it's on record, that we would like to see that. Chief, what is our statute as far as, I mean, it's a public road. What advice could you give us this board in guidance as far as getting it changed so that we don't handle all the backup? I mean, is there anything that we can do, no stopping or?
Well, I think we have some signs. I don't
okay.
know if it's through the entire process yet or not to where we can enforce them.
But it would be before the next
school
year. Yeah, okay.
The problem we're going to have, whether we enforce it or not, is we only have so many people at one time.
Right.
And the issue is still going to come, where do they pick their kids up?
Right, I understand. But here's the solution. It's not we're not to make the city a solution for their problem. However, going to a school board and saying, this is an issue that we have, this is what we're potentially going to do, is we have no stopping signs on a 22-foot single and a half road. It's tying up, it's impeding traffic on us. We're going to start enforcing this. The pressure is going to come back to you guys. Just letting you know that this summer you may want to consider how you're going to reroute the people for pickup, because you cannot just trespass that over to, I'm going to use the word trespass,
yeah.
Push it over onto us. For us to do nothing for the residents and say, call here, call there, I think it would behoove of us to be able to go to a meeting. We'll know where we are law-wise, as if our signs are able to do that. And in the beginning of school, we start seeing this. We can't monitor all the time, but we can pick a day that we go up there, write some tickets, and it's because they're breaking the law, and it's going to go back to the school. Parents are going to be mad as can be, mm-hmm. But it's up to the city school district to sit down, come up with a plan that's going to best fit them without pushing that over onto our residents.
Well, if we had to, we can shut the road down during those times so local traffic only.
There we go. There's this. By talking about this, we'll come up with a solution. So when I go to a school board meeting, I can say these are our options, but we'd much rather work with you to come up with an option on your own, because all this is going to do is put pressure on you, and we don't want to, you know, be the bad township against the city to do that up front without having discussions with them would be wrong for us. But by having discussions with the school board, having some residents that would happen to go to a meeting that we try to get on the docket to speak, I think would give us firsthand, let me introduce what's going on, what can we do to fix it before we try to do something on our part. So thank you very much.
There is ample field in back of the school there that if they would pave,
right,
and then that would also cut down, you know, the fun places for the ATVs to go rip and,
right,
and mud run. But the other issue is being a safety issue with the way they pass, and when they're trying to turn in driveways and can't turn into somebody else's driveway, and then they're not paying attention when they're backing out. And then they also have driven through our yards in order to make a turn so that they can get into line.
Sure.
So
I can understand, because I know my street is just as wide as your street. I do not have sidewalks or curbs. Right. So people just pass through your yard. I mean, that would be, I definitely get that. So I thank you. I also want to, on another note, thank you very much for the work that you do in your community.
Yeah.
The pictures I see of the daily dumping on your street and you stack it up is unreal.
Carol, I do have a question. Didn't they used to pick up out front off of Mound Street?
Yes,
before,
they did.
Before?
Yes, they
before
did.
They rebuilt
because
the
that's
school.
Four lanes on Mound. And Mound is narrow now because cars have gotten wider. And our city buses have gotten wider.
But
so
over on Sullivan, they put in an actual pickup
right,
lane.
They have
a place in front. The buses were supposed to run. Only buses were supposed to go to the back. And now it's everybody's at the back.
Okay.
So
Don, I just wanted you to
know. No, thank you very much, Carol, and I'll be in contact.
It would help even if they had a special duty back there to direct and watch. I know I used to walk kids up there in the morning, and Columbus police would be up there on their motorcycles, and they'd be watching on, you know, in the mornings for speeders.
Sure.
Something like that would even help.
Yeah, it's always been a mess. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. Jan? Jan Lake, you have the podium.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good afternoon, everybody. I've got a question, and I have been in contact with the Mid-Ohio Regional Commission, the Zoning Board. I would like to know what gives trustees or people the right to literally pick and choose who they help in the township. How do you achieve the do a favor for a friend and totally destroy other people's lives? Is it called in for a favor time? What I'm talking about? And I just want everybody to know I did not get any of my information from this building. I got it from the, talk nice Jan, the jerk that did this and bragged about it to the whole neighborhood and gave me the name of who helped him do it. And these people, and I met them at Jordan's Crossing when I worked down there. These people had gone through horrific things in their life the last 4 years. They lost a house, they lost a child in the house fire. They were getting themselves regrouped, back together, got an RV. They needed to get the RV, different things in the engine fixed, so they could transport and go back to Alabama. I met them at Jordan's Crossing. They're very nice people, no drugs, no nothing. I asked my neighbor, who I watch his house, and as far as the grass in the backyard, I'll take care of that. But that lady needs to take care of her 15 damn dogs that are running the neighborhood. You know who I'm talking about. You mentioned the grass. Anyway, My neighbor said that they could pull their RV in. He did not care as long as they didn't use his electric or his water, and they did not. They had a dog. I let him use my horse's lunge line. That dog would go to the bathroom in the yard. He picked it up. They were very nice people, and they were only there for maybe, what, week and a half, 2 weeks maybe? The RV. I contacted the police department. I contacted just anybody and everybody to make sure it was okay. Then we have a neighbor that lives on the corner who pulls the friend card. 2 days later, I mean, he calls me, griping at me, wanting to know when they're going to leave. Like I said, 2 days later, him and somebody else came and told them they had to be out. But the state of Ohio said, in Columbus, said they couldn't live there. They're not living there. They were staying there until they could get the RV fixed.
Okay.
They told them they had to leave. They threatened them. They gave them no papers, no ID, no anything. And the neighbor's now bragging about it. Look what I did. Look what I did.
Okay, so I don't, this is, I mean, I know nothing of this. I remember hearing something about someone in your neighborhood that had a trailer, but
there was a resident that emailed me about high grass, and that's what I forwarded on to Steve and Jim.
Wasn't high grass. He contacted you because of them. Their grass was not high. It had been mowed too when mine was mowed, Jim.
Okay.
Because I mow theirs when I
mow mine. Well, rest assured, there was no friendship there at all. But the email came through, Mr. Mazur has it, and I sent it to Jim, and I said, take care of the grass.
Okay, that's the grass in their backyard, not in the front yard.
That's right.
Okay, but the RV situation.
That I said nothing about the RV, not my job.
So. The only thing I remember that we talked about, Jan.
So don't accuse people.
I'm not. I've never said anybody's name, but he's using yours.
Well,
okay. Just so you know.
I don't know. People, big deal.
The only thing that I remember that was brought to this board that you brought up, and I know that we looked into it. Not the board, because the board ends up passing it to the right to departments. We don't personally take care of those things. Now, I've got a list of things. I'm going to go back to people. And Robin's going to send me stuff. You heard me talk and try to help people out, get them the right direction to get things going. Because as the board, we don't have the right to go over and tell somebody that they have to leave. The only issue that I remember of a trailer that you brought in was someone that was trying to live in a box trailer. Was that what it was? And I know.
Well, that's the saps that live across the street.
Okay,
on
that's the
they
only
live
thing.
In a box trailer.
That was the only thing I remembered of a trailer in your neighborhood.
Yeah, that's the only thing I remember about it. Anyway.
Yeah, I remember because I jokingly, you were, it was a girlfriend, whatever it was,
right.
Made a slight little joke on it, and we couldn't figure out why someone would, it was still cold then, why would someone want to live in a box trailer?
I just want you to know that he is utilizing.
I will, after the meeting, I'll grab my township phone and show you the email. And my response to him was, I'll look into it and I'll forward it on. And that's what I did.
So, well, thank you for bringing that to our attention.
And I still have a chop shop across the street.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same place or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Jan, I remember the box truck too.
That's the only thing I remember is the box truck.
But
this was an RV that was very nice, very well taken care of. Just pulled in there and.
You know, you may even mention the RV, but
I didn't bring it up because I figured it wasn't.
I remember something about an RV, people, and it was mostly talking about they could use prayer and something.
Yes.
But that's all I recall now that I'm thinking back on an RV. But you didn't say where it was or anything. It was someone you knew, and we just kind of.
So basically, they would have the right to put it back there since they have the owner's permission.
We can't tell. As a board, we can't. Yeah, that's Franklin County. We can't tell.
Mm-hmm. It's Morpsey.
No, okay. I didn't know.
The grass situation? We can do something about the grass situation.
Okay, the grass back there, I haven't been able to get to it.
Oh, yeah.
In the backyard, but the front yard's cut. It's cut the same time. Mine.
Ryan, is this, do you know the address?
It's Brownleaf. That's
it's
all I know.
Door to me. I gave him mine.
I said, I only have 17 of them. It must be on the other list.
Okay. Just was curious. Okay. And then
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And Patty, I want to circle back around because you had a question.
Not really a question, but my suggestion for the school, the school issue, instead of going first to the school board, go to the principal, because they can take a notification and put it in every one of the kids' backpacks to notify their parents.
Okay.
Yep. And then if you don't get any response off of that, then take it to the school board.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that. I mean, obviously, with your committee and what you guys do with Southwestern, thank you for that tip. I appreciate
well, I'm
that.
I'm sure you don't want to go to a school board meeting right now.
Well, if we had to, we had
They'll
to. I'm more than willing to.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'll bring
about.
You a sandwich.
I understand, but if we have to, we have to. It's part of what
you
we
know
do.
You know what I'm talking about, our old school president.
I would never, ever step foot in a Columbus City school
yeah.
board meeting.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay, with that saying, thank you, everybody, and we are adjourned. The time now is 1:26.
Steve, I'm going to grab my phone off.
Sorry. Yeah.